Hello, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. Since you have followed the series so far, we can assume that you have enjoyed the meditation and have felt the manifestation of your subtle system on your hands and fingertips. And you should realize that to get into meditation, we always have to ask Mother Kundalini. But what is Kundalini? And why do we call her Mother? Well, today we hope to answer these questions and clarify the nature of Kundalini. To begin with, we have to be in a meditative state, so as always, take off your shoes if possible, sit down comfortably on the ground or on a chair, put your hands open on your lap, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. As we did in previous episodes, keep your left hand on your lap and raise your right hand along your spine to the top of your head a few times, and touch the top of your head. With a genuine desire to be thoughtless, to be in the present moment, ask, Mother Kundalini, please give me thoughtless awareness. Please put me into meditation. Gently bring your hand back on your lap, and for the next few moments, watch your thoughts. Don't react to them or get engaged with them. Without any effort, just witness your thoughts one after another. They come and they go. And eventually, as the sun rises, the thoughts will all drop out. Kundalini is an inner manifestation of the mother archetype, and yet she is beyond that. She is referred to as Sophia, Anima, Tao, Ru, the Holy Spirit, the Rainbow Serpent, and many other names. She is the all-pervading energy of life which flows through all living things. She is the motherly force that germinates the seed and makes flowers blossom. Kundalini is the all-pervading living energy that does all the living work. And she is in the form of pure desire to be one with the absolute reality. Meditation is a living process. as we cannot force a seed to sprout and a flower to blossom, we cannot force ourselves to get into the state of meditation. We have to ask the Kundalini, who is like a nurturing mother for us. And because she is pure desire, we cannot force her either. We just have to desire and to ask. With this understanding, stretch open your right hand, put its palm on the top of your head and press it down a bit. And ask in your heart, Mother, please deepen my meditation. Mother, please give me thoughtless awareness. Bring your hand back onto your lap and let's sit in meditation for a few minutes. Put your right hand a few inches above the top of your head and see if you can feel a cool or warm breeze. Bring your right hand back on your lap and try the same thing with your left hand. What do you feel? Can you feel the cool breeze, which is the manifestation of the Kundalini? Try this again after your meditation and see if you can feel the cool breeze. Do you feel the same on both your hands, or do they feel different? Join us next time as we explain yet another part of our subtle system, the Ida Nadi, the energy channel which deals with our emotions and our desires.